Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, the mayor has said that she thinks slow-moving bureaucracy is part of the problem. Is it?
Well, it's part of the problem, but it's only one part of the problem. There's a whole lot of factors at play here. What we have is a mayor reacting to yet, you know, more traffic fatalities. And what do politicians do? The first thing they do is they empathize, sympathize, order a shakeup, and 9 times out of 10, things pretty much stay the way they are. And I think, you know, that's the way it is in San Francisco as well. You know, San Francisco traffic fatalities are down. Since 2007, we had 40. Last year, they had 20. That's pretty.
Now, I think we had 23 last year and 20 in 2017. It actually went up.
Okay, but 20, we're still at half.
20-ish, let's say. Okay.
It's a big drop.
I'll grant your point.
And the idea is to eliminate them all by 2024. That's not going to happen. And they're going to change lighting. They're talking about increasing, you know. I remember a while ago, they even put rocks out on the road to keep people from from making right-hand turns. Yes, Susan, you're shaking your head.
I don't
Stan will
this.
Talk about that
no,
down in the
right.
Tenderloin. They were putting various barriers up to slow people around making right-hand turns, and one of them wound up being this big boulder.
Well, you remember Woody Allen's line about California's only saving grace being a place where you can make a right turn on a red light? Well, see, now we don't even bother with the stop part. We just blow right on through it.
But police have slowed down on their enforcement on the Focus 5, which is the speeding and the right turns and the red light running and the stop sign running for whatever reason. But it's not just San Francisco. We're seeing this all around the Bay Area.
You know, Phil, I've got a source who sits on a commission in another city in the Bay Area, and he grabbed the police chief of that city and said, look, can we do a little something about the speeding? And the cop chief said, here's the problem. I'm down 30 officers from my allotted amount, and the ones I have don't want to spend their time writing traffic tickets because they perceive the job as being stopping crooks and dealing with vandalism and the other stuff that most people see as quality of life crimes. Well, if you walk or ride a bike, the behavior of people in cars is a quality of life crime.
Whoa. What about the people who are on foot or on the bikes?
We're going to go at it here
because
in about a minute.
Because we are on opposite sides of
this
one.
Susan believes the problem is pedestrians. I believe the larger part of the problem is motorists, and we're probably both right.
Well,
probably.
Nationally, the problem has resulted in 6,000 fatalities in 2017. So whoever's right, it's a 25-year high.
Mm-hmm.
So there might be more cars. We are actually, there's more survival rates in cars on cars collisions
because
the cars are better. But you're both right. And one of the causes of these various fatalities, first of all, it's distracted. How many people do you know are looking down at a phone, either in their car or when they're crossing an intersection? So people aren't even tuned into what they are. We have this culture that says, it's my way, and I'm just going to take it one way or the other. So distracted. Second one, speeding. That's, you know, to hit somebody hard enough to kill them, you got to be going at a certain amount of speed. And so we're driving faster. You need to slow down. That's just a common sense thing in any area around the Bay Area, because you never know what's going to come across in front of you, whether it's a person, a skateboard, a bicycle, or whatever out there. But another reason is because of either drunk driving. Now, the thing is, you can also translate that to pedestrians, because some of this behavior is also alcohol. Some of these people are. We don't get a lot of stats on them, and a lot of times the pedestrians are not crossing in the intersection, and it's at night or when it's dark. So you put all these things together, and you have a mayor being once again concerned, and we have a reporter out showing that the cops and everybody else aren't on the streets, and what, in another year we'll do it again?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.